Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The Fan.
Sorry, I'm a little discombobulated there. I just got off the phone with one of our friends, a young Sam, down at the Minnesota Vikings, who runs that ship down there, along with some other folks. And he tells me that Adam Thielen would like to appear on the Power Trip Morning Show this morning at 8:30. And I said, well, we would love to have him. So that will happen. Adam Thielen will join us at 8:30 to break down yesterday's big win in jolly old London Town.
Yeah, so, wouldn't blame the guy if he slept in.
Yeah, right. But he's not gonna. He's gonna join us at 8:30, Ben. Adam Thielen on this show in less than a half hour.
Wow, what a grinder.
He's a grinder is what
he's
he is.
He's a grinder.
And he had a lot of good catches yesterday.
Yeah, kind of like yesterday's game. He's a grinder,
Guys, how are you feeling over there in London? Are you doing okay? What time of day is it over there in jolly old London Town right now?
It's 2:05 p.m.
How you feeling? You hanging in there?
I feel great.
Feel great.
Yeah?
Zach's sleeping.
No, yeah. I'm here. I'm wide awake.
Andy's bored. He's just pumped because he gets to see Anthrax again tomorrow.
Yep.
Tomorrow is the Anthrax show.
Well, is it third or fourth?
It's the third one, so it's Tuesday, and then I'll go and see him again in Brixton on Saturday.
Wow. It's a good question. Is Joey Belladonna back singing with them again? He is, right?
Yes, he is, yep.
Oh, good.
Anthrax is awesome.
I would go to that show with you. Yeah.
That's the thing, right? Them and Public Enemy. That's where the whole new MILF genre came from.
Yeah, the whole new MILF genre came from there.
Oh, man. I watched a lot of that.
Oh, man.
Anthrax was stuck in the washing machine.
Yeah, brilliant.
Poor Joey, get your hand out of there. It's noon Central Time. It's too early for that. Inside jokes. Sorry.
Literally inside.
Yeah, you guys missed a great line from our friend Max over here about... somebody who broke protocol a little early in the day for what she did to his backside. All right, that's all I'm going to say.
Jesus.
I know, that's
anytime
exactly.
Anytime afternoon is fine.
Yeah, but not. Yeah. She went broke protocol. She really did.
Right.
No huddle.
So there you go. Again, so you guys get on the plane tomorrow or is it tonight? When do you guys, I don't even know. When do you get on the plane?
Tomorrow morning.
Which
9:55.
Is tonight our time, essentially, or something like that, in the overnight.
Super, super early.
Yeah, 2 a.m. Minnesota.
We're in the air when you guys are on the air.
Gotcha.
So then what are you guys doing today? You guys have the rest of the day to kind of relax, right?
Zach, share with the class what you're going to do.
What's
the rest of your day look like?
I was thinking about
going down to Buckingham Palace.
Okay.
Possibly. Just seeing all the things, all the bucket list items I haven't had time to get to.
Such as?
I don't know. Go to Buckingham Palace. Pretty much. I went to Trafalgar yesterday. That was fun. Basically go to all like the Call of Duty map places that I can see in real life now.
You are a party animal.
How many milligrams will you do before?
None, man. That's illegal over here. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Interesting.
I wouldn't even dare touch that stuff. Why you guys got everything right over here, but that part? When are you going to accept that in your lives, Andy?
Interesting.
I don't know. I think it's Amsterdam's too quick to get over to, so don't
have
to worry about it.
We were talking.
Why don't you go to Amsterdam? Here, go there.
Oh, man.
You can go there.
Can I do that today?
Sure.
Yeah, it's a half-hour flight.
Yeah, it's a half-hour flight.
Half-hour flight. We were talking to the lovely and talented Michael Kenny of Defined Destinations about another power trip and what we wanted to do next. And he suggested Amsterdam. And I suggested that we would probably come back with about half the people we went there with. I'm not sure that our listeners could take a trip to Amsterdam. I'm just not sure.
I think we might come back with half as many marriages.
It's legal over there. So I don't think you can get divorced for something that's legal, can you? I don't know. Maybe you can. I'm not sure. I have no idea.
There's some window shopping there. I know that.
Well, that is for sure. I've heard tale of that. Absolutely. Yeah.
I think if you guys went on one of those trips, everybody would get, as they boarded the plane, one of those tiles that you just track people with. Like, all right, here's your tile. Make sure that's always in your pocket because we're going to need to find you in about 4 days.
That's absolutely true. And that, yeah. And, you know, the red light district isn't very big, but it is easy to get lost in there and to never want to go home.
We've talked Amsterdam with you in the past, and I get that that's an option, right? We've talked Prague. We've talked Caribbean, Mexico.
Yeah.
Hear me out, though. Vegas?
I mean.
Nah, like, yeah. Maybe that sounds pretty good. I'm not going to lie to you. That'll work for sure.
I have an idea.
Yeah.
Paul?
Anytime. We can go for 48 hours. Dahmer's old apartment in Milwaukee. I know exactly where it is.
Why don't you organize a Jefferson Lines bus tour to Milwaukee just to see Jeff Dahmer?
I bet
spot.
I would get more people than you think. My gal would go with.
Oh, good. Oh, my
God. Is it still like a thing?
No,
like,
it's an empty lot.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, speaking of that, I can't believe you weren't in on this, guys. The Bibles of a Serial Killer are for sale. Cult Collectibles is selling two prison-owned Bibles of Jeffrey Dahmer. Among Dahmer's other items, one of the Bibles is listed for $6,000 on the Cult Collectibles website. Another signed by Dahmer, already sold for nearly $13,000. Another item listed as Dahmer's religious prison booklet, featuring a picture of Pope John Paul XVI on the cover. That can be bought for $500. Dahmer, of course, was convicted of 16 murders and sentenced to life in prison in 1992, but he was murdered by another inmate before he could get all that in. So there you go, Saucy. Would you want to own a piece of paraphernalia that was once owned by Jeffrey Dahmer since he's your top draft choice?
No, but I think a former coworker of ours once tried to buy Gacy paintings. I think Superstar tried to bid on some of those that Gacy painted in prison. I would not like to own a Jeffrey Dahmer Bible, and I will speak for Corey. I'm just glad that he found God.
Yeah, you and I talked about that.
We did. We might have talked about that.
And by the way, if Jeff Dahmer has a picture of the Pope, it's not religion. That's the menu, right?
Oh,
right.
I like that you went to Jeff. Like, yeah, because we're tight.
Yeah, Jeff and I are tight. Speaking of auction, quick update. Remember on Friday I was temporarily leader on the Walking Dead Negan bat?
Oh, yeah.
And by the way, dumbest thing I've ever done was go home and told my wife that I bid on the Negan bat.
What?
Well, because I thought she would listen to the rest of the sentence, which is there's 17 days left in this auction. I'm the leader. It's a fun bit, but there's no way it's going to hold at $7,500. And if it does, that's cool. I'll just resell it in a couple of years. And, she didn't like that.
Weird.
She wasn't a big fan of me trying to spend $7,500 on a bat. But, like I
said, she hates you.
Like I, she wishes Negan had bashed my face in with the bat.
She wished you were Dahmer's
name. But there are now 12 days left in the auction, and Lucille, Negan's bat, is up to $11,000. So it's we thought it would go for, what, $20,000, $25,000? I think that's what the show was guessing. I knew it wasn't going to hold at $7,500. It was just fun. She didn't think so.
I don't know why you wouldn't go $11,000.
Well, wait a minute, though. Hang on. Instead of going $11,500 and trying to get Lucille, why don't I just bid on the Dahmer Bibles?
I think that would be
good for
you to have.
It's only
$6,000.
You would get your money back.
If she didn't like this one, what if I go home and go, sweetheart, great news. The bat's $11,000. We're out. But forget the $7,500 I threw at the bat. Now we can get Dahmer's Bibles for $6,000.
I love when you go to Vegas and your wife asks how much you lost. You say, don't worry about it, baby.
Yeah. You say zero.
And then you share that stupid information.
Yeah. I knew I wasn't actually going to spend it, though. I knew with 17 days left, there's no way I was going to win the auction.
What if you got stuck with
it? She didn't like that.
Stuck with
it? Then I would hold on to it for 5 years and resell it. It's not like I was going to lose the $7,500. It would just have been a short-term investment.
You
I want to know what other
that?
Collectibles. Yeah, I would have shadow boxed that.
What other collectibles do they have of Dahmer? Like a bib?
Glasses?
Custom, like silver cutlery?
Yeah, right. I'm sure they have all of that somewhere.
I bet 1.2 million people have cracked a joke since the Netflix series has come out about how much Jeff Dahmer would have loved an air fryer.
No.
Just do a Twitter search for Jeff Dahmer air fryer, and it's the same joke about a billion times. Just slightly. It's almost like somebody saw the joke and then just changed a couple of words and, hey, I'm going to post this like it's an original joke.
Yeah.
It is copy and paste all over the internet.
Do you think he had like a kiss the cook apron?
Wouldn't it be weird though if Corey bought the Bible and it actually converted him to Christianity? Like that would be a very strange thing. Like you're like, I see some good things about this. I wonder if Jeff figured this out. No, okay.
There has to be some doodles in that Bible, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, he had to have been a doodler.
Rosie's notes.
Yeah.
You'd think.
Yeah. But how funny would it be if somebody said, Corey, do you own a Bible? I do. Why? It's Jeff Dahmer's. That wasn't that funny. I should have kept that.
It's all right.
Jeff Dahmer, I think, would have been a pretty big communion guy, right?
Yeah.
Well,
sure.
Who
doodles in a Bible?
Yeah.
Do you have doodling?
When JD's sitting in the cell, for sure he's doodling. I guarantee he drew some pictures in there.
Right. Oh, there's no doubt.
Somehow, there are just all sorts of phallic drawings in there. Has to be.
Two things has happened that you guys didn't see. So it took Zach 2 seconds to get my joke, but he was scrolling Twitter.
It's the international delay.
So he's got his phone open, and about 2 seconds after I do my joke, he goes, oh, no. But Sauce didn't get that Zach got the joke, so Sauce just looks over at Zach, who's scrolling his phone, and he goes, what did you see?
Well, I thought
neither one of them is paying any attention.
I thought he was looking up the air fryer.
No, he clearly just was reacting slowly to the joke.
Well, I'm sorry. What did you see?
Oh, man. You know what's funny? Can I get on a flight now?
I wish you would.
We've got the most people we've ever had on the show at this point and the least amount of people listening that are 100%. Actually on the show. It's unbelievable. We're not obviously going to get to do Fan 5, but I want to bring this up before we get to the next segment because we're going to have Adam Thielen, and then Ben has to leave after that. But I wanted to bring this up. Ben, after what happened to Miami Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa, how do you say it? Thank you. Anyway, Tua, in two successive games, the NFL is changing its concussion protocol, and some changes could go into effect as early as next week. You guys know what happened with Tua. A lot of people are coming down on the Dolphins for letting Tua go back into the Sunday's game, and the NFL Players Association fired the independent neurologist who helped him, who helped clear him. In a statement this weekend, the NFL said the changes are needed to enhance player safety. Word has it that one of those changes will be not letting any player back into a game if he demonstrates any instability. Your thoughts on that?
I think it's a good call, right? I think that we should be cracking down and being much more stringent on the concussion stuff. But it seems very subjective at the same time. You take a hit, and let's say you take a hit and you're not affected in the brain at all. Let's say your jaw hurts, or like you get hit in the nose.
Like Harrison did yesterday.
Like Harrison, and he takes a weird fall, and we don't really know what's going on, and he's like, you know, he's stumbling to get up. Is that the neurologist, is that his jurisdiction to say that player's got to come out of the game?
Because he doesn't know Harrison's nuts or his stomach at this point.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah, right.
So they're all of a sudden handing over like ultimate power to this guy that it's going to be ultimately his decision to say from up in the booth, you're watching, you're not going to see every play as clearly as you would like to. And you're going to see a player that maybe gets hit in the nose, and you guys have all getting hit in the nose and your eyes are watering, and you might be holding your face mask and you're trying to get your senses or clear your eyes or something like that. And be like, hey, I'm going to radio down, stop the play. That guy's got to come out. Why?
Don't you feel that they kind of pinned this on that doctor, too? Like, that was just a little too easy. Like, oh, no, that guy's got to go. It wasn't the rest of us. We were really, I mean, even if he didn't have a concussion in that Bills game, even if it was his back, if he stumbles and falls like that, why is he playing in a short week at all? If it was just his back. But feels like it's not.
Yes, I feel like there was a lot of things that were missed with Tua's situation. But I think just handing over ultimate power in a knee-jerk reaction, I don't know if it's the right move. I really don't. Because I think there's no other... What's the other amendments to this rule? Like, it just seems very point blank. They can be taken out of the game and they're out of the game. Well, what are the parameters of that?
Kendricks would have probably been out of the game.
Yeah, when I misspoke in the broadcast... Like, I think that he was dealing with something else.
He had a nose injury, right?
And, you know, the, yeah. you know, the thing is, like, that was what I was, like, you know, kind of the things that I was picking up was he was in there with the concussion guy. And so, you know, I inadvertently and irresponsibly, like, say that on the air, which he wasn't. But let's just say that that's a situation where this law goes into effect. Is he out now for, is he not only getting looked at for whatever injury he was or whatever he was banged up with, but now the independent guy's got to come down and do his whole cognitive thing. And he's out for not just a series, but maybe two series. Just because of Tua's situation,
I
don't know. I do. I would like to see a lot more details and meat to this decision.
The eye test is the worst part, though. I mean, with Tua, I mean, because we all saw it, and they're like, no, that's not good.
Yeah, I think the open and obvious ones are easy.
Yeah,
we could all everybody in this room and everybody listening can be an independent neurologist in that situation and say that guy's got to come out and get looked at.
Right.
You know it. So now you're going to have 16 or 17 these doctors at these games, and it's up to their discretion to have carte blanche and say, like, oh, I just think that that guy has to get looked at. Hmm. I don't know.
Surprise, I've had 4 concussions.
Yeah, we can tell. Yeah, this morning. Yeah. Patrick, morning show split in half again. The guys over in London. We will come back and we'll talk to Adam Thielen as he will call in to give a breakdown of the Vikings' big win in London. And then we'll do the final segment today. We'll take a look at the headlines. So lots to get to in the final 40 minutes of the Patrick Morning Show for a Monday morning, a Vikings win Monday morning right here on The Fan.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All right, 8:25. Momentarily, we'll hear from the one and only Adam Thielen. Guys, over in jolly old London town.
Yes, sir.
Do you guys want to ask questions to Adam Thielen, or do you want to listen to the brilliance of myself, Mus, and Ben interviewing the lovely and talented Adam Thielen?
You know how we gave Zach questions to go ask the guys down at the X
for Wild Media Day?
Why don't we quickly, before Adam calls, give you some questions, and then you guys can handle it so we don't clomp on each other?
Okay, go ahead.
So can you jot a couple of these down?
Yes, please. Do some, right. John. Yeah.
Adam, who would you take with the first pick in the serial killer draft?
Okay, that's one.
That's a good question.
Yeah. Thanks. Very good question.
Anybody else?
I have a question.
Paul?
Does he remember Corey and I talking about Dan Campbell the other night?
Okay, these are great.
How about,
I'm sorry, you're not going to be a part of this now.
Ask him which direction he wears his neck pillow.
Oh, great. Oh, great. These are great questions.
I actually have an honest football question for him.
Can't
so
wait.
So I was noticing yesterday, right before the game, that he, right, like his prep before they go back into the locker room and then come back out, he set his helmet on the, like, trainer's table. I just want to know if that's something he does, like, every game. Like, is that, like, a superstitious thing? Like, nobody touched it? Like, other guys had come by.
It's the longest question I've ever heard.
I'm just wondering. It was interesting because I saw him leave it there, and then he grabbed it when he came back out on the field. I wonder if it's a superstition.
Might be a superstition. There you go. You know what? Those are all jotted down and duly noted, and somebody might ask him those questions.
Zach, go ahead.
Zach, you got one?
Yeah. God. What does he like to drink during the game?
Andy, you got one?
Yeah, can you ask him, does he think the Brits can only ever cheer punts and kickoffs?
That's a good question.
Does he just like kicking?
Andy, yeah. Your mic's
Nordo,
off.
You got any questions or not?
No, you guys handled everything.
Thank you.
Wow, okay, good. Well, there Perfect. You go.
All right, well, you guys can take it from here.
All right, appreciate you guys very much. He should be calling any moment. And I just got a picture from Michael Kenny of the broadcast room you guys are in right now, and from the looks on your faces in that photo, you're all dialed in. So I'm sorry you won't be a part of this. Or you guys are 3 inches from having your heads on the table, essentially, is what's happening right now.
Yeah,
but that's okay. Much. You know what? You're bringing it. You're bringing it. Ben, any comments quickly before he calls in on your Gophers losing that game on Saturday?
Don't say my Gophers.
Your Gophers.
My team won.
I know. By the way, how about that?
Yeah. K-State took down Texas Tech. Thank you very much. And,
you know, if you don't have the pleasure of watching Deuce Vaughn play for K-State, you might want to tune in whenever he plays. The dude is, I think, a little bit shorter than Darren Sproles, but the equally is the same type of player. So you want to see this little Mighty Mouse on the field, juking and jiving and making people look silly, and you got to check out Deuce Vaughn for K-State. But, yeah, I couldn't tell you what happened at the Gophers game. Obviously, you know, we were in jolly old London town when they were playing, and that was the furthest thing from my mind, yeah, no honestly. Kidding. So, unfortunately.
Did Elizabeth have a good time on Saturday? Did you guys have a good time, you and Elizabeth?
We had a great time. Guys, I gotta show you guys a video of this. We went out to dinner on Saturday night, and there's another couple that we went with, and Seth, our camera guy. And all of a sudden, we're at this steakhouse, and then the live music kicks on. This girl that's dressed in a flapper outfit comes walking out and basically does kind of a striptease dance.
Wow.
She ended up wearing nothing but pasties and a thong.
Hold on. Thanks for the
What
intro.
Time will that be we're, on we're Twin Cities Live?
Oh, wow. Not noon central.
We're still in London. What is the name of this restaurant and when do they open?
Zach's asleep, but the rest of us are. Yeah, interest is peaked.
This will be the first time Corey wants to go to a steakhouse.
Let's explore this more because this is intriguing. But first, we have to talk to because somehow he got himself out of bed and is actually on the phone with us. Adam Thielen, brought to you by the Thielen Foundation and ETS Performance. My first question as we punch him up over here, sorry, I got to reach over here and do this, is what are you doing awake, Adam Thielen?
That's a good question. I have three young children that don't really care about what I did yesterday and woke me up, but it was good. I got to bring him to school, so it all worked out.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Adam, really, honestly, how are you feeling from the long trip? I know that everybody made a big deal out of the team only leaving on Thursday night, and they're Friday. The Saints got there on, Monday or something like that, and everybody was talking about the science behind the quick turnaround. But now that you're there and back, you've won the game, do you feel like it was the right decision? Did you ever feel like you were jet-lagged and that affected your performance at all?
No, actually, of the three times I've been over there, that was the best I actually felt in the game as far as, like, energy and, you know, not being delusional, I guess. So that was good. You know, it was a quick trip. I actually feel pretty good this morning. So I tried to wait on the plane until it was about 9:30 our time, which was probably about 4 hours into the flight to fall asleep so I could try to get back on our time as quick as possible.
Adam, 8 receptions, 72 yards, great game yesterday, 28-25 win. But I really want to know, who spins the ball better, Ryan Wright or Kirk Cousins?
I think Kirk's got him beat by quite a bit. In fact, I believe I throw it better than Ryan, but he begs to differ.
Adam Thielen is our guest. Brought to you on Mondays by Hy-Vee, a helpful smile in every aisle. So thank you very much. Once again, Hy-Vee for bringing us Adam Thielen. Adam, early in the game, everything's flowing. The first series, obviously, we're clicking. We score a touchdown, and then Lewis Seen has a terrible injury. The crowd, the fans, everybody watching was seriously affected by that. How was the team affected by that?
Yeah, it's tough to see. I mean, it's tough to see anytime any of your teammates get injured, but when it's a significant injury, it's just tough. It's tough to see for him personally. It's tough for guys to see, whether they're on our team or the other team, just to see that in mid game. You know, it's a there's a lot going through your head in that moment. But, you know, obviously praying for him. I know he's over there and getting surgery and doing all that. So just praying things go well and that he'll heal up quickly and you know, that he'll be in good spirits.
You know, we talked about, Chris alluded to that 13-play, 75-yard drive on the opening series. You guys went a little bit cold after that, but then when you guys needed it the most, you got two field goals at the end of the first half. You know, I just want to ask you, just there seems to be a difference in the way that you guys are closing out these halves this year as opposed to last year. Has that been a focus for you guys, or has that just been the way the games have played out, that you guys are putting points on the board more in the first half this year?
I'd say it's a little bit of both. I mean, it's definitely an emphasis. We do situational talks. We do situational drills. We do, you know, we do it every day in practice, a 2-minute drill. So it is a point of emphasis for sure, but it just comes down to, what, you know, every game is different, how it's going to play out, and you just got to find a way. And like you said, we went cold for a little bit, and you just got to find a way, and you got to make a play. You got to get a first down. You got to have an explosive play just to get things rolling again. And you know, the good thing is we were 3-1, but we got a ton of work to do, and we got to do it quickly because, every week in this league is so important. We kind of talked on the plane a little bit. Some of the guys are just saying how important that win was, because you're going to look back at it late in the season. You're going to look back and be like, man, I'm glad we got that one, because that was a huge game for us. So each win that you can stack up in this league is important. And then when you can learn from it and grow from it and try to, you know, try to learn from some of those mistakes and some of those lulls during that game, it's a good thing.
Adam, as you mentioned, they're stacking up wins 3-1 right now for the Minnesota Vikings, but that offense is continuing to grow. And how is that growth going right now? Because it seems like you guys have said you get a lot more freedom in this offense, but you guys have been learning every single week. How much more do you think this offense can do for output?
Yeah, I mean, we got a long ways to go. I feel like we're not even close to our potential. We just haven't played our best football on the offensive side of the ball. So that's encouraging, though. That's exciting for us. We know what kind of group we have. You know, I just feel like when we put it all together, it's going to be something special, but we have not done that yet. So it's important for us to continue to grind, to continue to go to work and feel like we're 0-0, not 3-1, and making sure that we're doing the little things to continue to be a better offense, because at the end of the day, we need to be a better offense for this football team to win games.
Again, Adam Thielen's nice enough to get up this morning and jump on the phone with us, brought to you by Hy-Vee, a helpful smile in every aisle. Speaking of keeping rolling, you got rolled up on a little bit earlier in the game, and I was a little concerned watching you on the sidelines. Were you limping? Are you hurting? Were you hurting during the game, or was I overreacting?
I made it through the game. Everything was good. Pretty sore, but we'll find a way to get back out there. That's the NFL. You kind of you wake up on Monday and you're like, how the heck am I going to play on Sunday? And you figure it out. You find a way, and you play on Sunday. So it is what it is.
You know, Adam, you kind of alluded to the how much more you guys have to clean up with this offense before you really feel like you're hitting on all cylinders. And head coach Kevin O'Connell kind of said the same things a little bit after the game. And I think part of that is there seems to be a little bit of inconsistency with the run game. And I know that you're not a part of all of the run game meetings, but you are watching the film. Where do you think that you guys can get better when it comes to getting Dalvin and Alexander Mattison a little bit more synchronicity with the offense and a little bit more rhythm with the offense?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, I think it's something that is important. You know, it's not the running game's not always about, you know, how many touches or how many times you run the ball per se. You know, it's really about the efficiency, you know, getting making things look alike, you know, keeping the teams off balance, getting those like 3-4-5 yard runs on first down are just huge. You know, being able to be in 2nd and 4, 2nd and 5 is a huge difference from 2nd and 10, you know, and it really opens up the playbook. So you know, I think it's one of those things, just kind of finding our identity, finding out what this Vikings team is good at, and then kind of you know, starting to lean on those plays. And I feel like we started to do that in the second half. We started to kind of lean on some of the plays that were you know, getting those 4, 5, 6 yard runs. And you know, even in that kind of 4 minute type situation, we had, an 11 yard run, Delvin had. So, I think just kind of leaning on those plays that have been, you know, efficient runs for us.
Adam, this could be a stupid question, but what do you expect coming from me? With Harrison Smith's injury, it's one of those injuries where all guys watching will actually just wince a little bit because that's the worst kind of injury you could possibly have. And I'm surprised that it doesn't happen more often, especially because nobody wears cups.
Yeah, that's a good point. I was kind of thinking about that after the game. I said, hey, are you all right? Like, everything good? He's like, yeah, everything's good. But I said, I kind of told him, I wish I would have had that happen to me last year. Then I wouldn't have had to go and get sniffed. So that's a good deal.
I wish I could end it on that, cause that's a great line, but I have to ask Meat Sauce's question. Now, Meat Sauce and Corey and Nordo and Zach and a cast of thousands are still in London, but they are listening to us right now. And we asked them if they had any questions they wanted us to ask. And of course, Meat Sauce had this one. So, here you go. This is Meat Sauce's question. He saw you before you ended warmups leave your helmet on the sidelines and go inside. And then when you came back out, you picked it up. He wanted to know if that's some kind of thing you do on purpose at every game as, some kind of a ritual you have just leaving your helmet on the sidelines.
I do, yeah. Every single game, I think every single time in my career, I put it on the training table behind the bench and that's where I put it, you know, in between series, before the game, before halftime. That's where I put it. So interesting that he picked that up.
Wow. Look at you, Saucy. You did it. Wow. Congratulations. That's awesome. Adam, looking forward now to Chicago at home. How happy are you to be coming back to US Bank Stadium?
Yeah, it was a good trip over there to London, but definitely happy to be back home and back in front of our fans. It was a little bit of an interesting, as we expected, a little interesting crowd, you know, with maybe some pumped in noise and some random cheering and things like that. So I'm excited to get back to, kind of just the normal football schedule and get back home in front of our fans.
Great stuff. Thank you again, Adam Thielen. Congratulations. 3-1 and heading home to play Chicago. Thank you to Hy-Vee for bringing this. Adam Thielen, we'll talk to you again on Friday, my friend.
All right, man. I appreciate you guys.
Congrats. Take care. There he goes. Saucy, are you there? Can you hear us?
Yeah, man.
Look at you.
I noticed weird things, and he walked it over, and like Danielle Hunter and KJ were doing some kind of bit right before they walked to the locker room, and both trainers took their helmets. And I noticed nobody touched Adam's helmet. They just left it there.
Wow.
And I thought, that's interesting.
Didn't somebody kick Harrison Smith's helmet?
Yeah, that was Zach.
Ben, you got to go, right?
Yeah, I got to go.
You're my friend. Thank you for getting up so early, man, after
love
such
you,
a
Ben.
Late night.
I love you guys, and I'll see you guys on Thursday.
See you Thursday. Thank you. There he goes.
Thanks, hey, Ben.
There he goes. Mus is going to stick around. Max will be right back, and, of course, the cast of thousands from over across the pond for one more second. The Power Trip Morning Show on The Fan.
The Fan.
Listen to the fan each Wednesday.
Finish strong, boys.
Listen to the fan each Wednesday in October for Wild Wednesday. We'll be giving away Wild tickets all day on your favorite shows. And in speaking of giveaways, caller 11 right now to 1-800-320-5326 will win a pair of tickets to the Initials Invitational Championship on Friday, October 7th, here in the KFAN press box. It'll be AJ Mansoor and John Creasel. And we will see if you can join us.
My God, you need to go back to bed.
This is the previously mentioned phone contest, correct?
Yeah. Yes.
You were so close.
The infamous phone contest.
Yes.
Okay. Congratulations, Zach.
Wow. So
AJ Mansoor versus Jim Creasel on Friday.
Man, but Jim, I think, has legs.
Oh,
too soon.
I mean, it's funny.
Yeah. I ain't giving the money. No, you're doing great, and I just can't wait for you guys to get on the plane and come on back home, and that'll be tomorrow morning. But we do want to do just a little bit of the headlines, if you don't mind. I've got them right here, so we will do that right now. If I only knew who it was brought to us by.
It's brought to us by Blue Ox Heating and Air.
My God, you are
new
barely
month,
hanging
sorry,
on, aren't you?
New month. We're going to assume that's correct.
Not this month.
Just barely hanging on, aren't you? It's okay, buddy. I understand.
Blue Ox Heating and Air.
The horror movie Smile topped the box office this weekend. Billy Eichner's movie Bros just tanked. Billy says he's proud of the film, but straight people didn't show up, is what he said. But that creepy movie, Saucy, that you're freaked out by, Smile, topped the box office by a mile.
Man, we were here, I think it was Saturday after the hour program we did at the bar.
Yeah.
Banker Boys Steal and Borrow Bar.
Okay, you guys need to just...
A bus drove by with that billboard on it, and I swear it was staring right at me. I hate that film, and I haven't even seen it. Yeah. I swear I thought that lady was in my room last night, or at one point... had a trampoline and jumped up to the sixth floor and was staring in my window at me. I was seeing some weird things last night. I can't even watch the trailer. That freaks me out so much.
Wouldn't you think that they were the ones that flew all night and then got up and came in to do the radio show?
Yeah, they are punchy as hell.
Oh, you know what we haven't done, though? Nordo, I'm so sorry. How the hell was the soccer game? You went to a real big-time soccer game. What was that like, man?
Oh, it was unbelievable. And I know, you know, soccer doesn't play back
at home. No, but please tell me about it,
No, it's basically Fulham and Craven Cottage is almost in some ways kind of and Andy can tell me if I'm an idiot. It's kind of like Wrigley Field. Like they're the oldest club in London, like 1860 something.
Wow.
Just beautiful old school grounds. Cool. I mean, you're walking. It's kind of like Lambeau in a way, and a lot of these parks are. We talked about the stadium we were at yesterday at Tottenham, where you're just kind of walking out of a neighborhood, and boom, here's a 25,000-seat stadium. There's 12 different of these clubs in London. And, no, it was just beautiful. Completely different fan vibe. The rowdy, constant cheering, the chanting. The home team got their asses absolutely handed to them, so that part sucked. But no, it was amazing. It was a cool culture moment for me as a fan.
Was it? I don't even know. You know how there are different levels of. Was that the top level of soccer?
Yeah. There's 100 different levels.
Yeah, but there.
And this was Premier League. Yeah, it was my first Premier League match. Fulham and Newcastle, and Newcastle put it on them.
Wow. And is Andy still there?
I am.
Andy, are those two pretty good teams?
Sorry.
Are those two pretty good teams?
Newcastle are now.
Middle of the pack.
They've had a lot of Saudi Arabian money pumped into them recently.
Ooh, live.
But Fulham, they're like a yo-yo team, what we call, because they go up and down, up and down.
Andy, do you know which hotel you're in right now?
Yes, I do. Yes. Not the one I could be staying in.
That's a legendary story right there. That will go down.
That's so good.
Oh, I love that story so much.
Thank God Michael Kenny's here.
Yeah. Just don't tell my wife.
You have to save him.
Yeah, so anyway, so that's basically it for headlines. I got a couple of more things.
Can I ask you a quick question, Hawk?
Yeah.
From all the stadiums that you've been in, was that a different angle than you guys are used to broadcasting from? Are you normally closer to, like, the 50?
I thought it was going to be worse than it was, just from looking at the videos we had seen going there. But it wasn't great, but it wasn't by any stretch of the imagination the worst. Washington is by far, the Commanders, whatever you call them now, that stadium is by a mile the worst view in the NFL.
It's easy to dislike that team, by the way, but their jerseys yesterday, those were sweet.
Yeah, that looked, I like the helmet,
sweet.
Too.
Yeah.
I like the new
helmet. Is Chicago bad, Hawk?
No, I love Chicago, and I think even PA does as well. I mean, the view is not is a little obstructed because the fans are right in front of you, and it's just you're kind of in a cave. But as far as the viewpoint to the field, it's pretty great, man. And that's a pretty good one. And yesterday, as you saw, it wasn't horrible. And again, now that I know how loud it was for you guys down there actually out in the crowd, I can understand why the windows were closed, but I did kind of dislike the fact that we weren't getting the full effect of how exciting it was outside of the window.
That said, yeah, I mean, PA and Pete and so everybody loud. Did a great job.
You should be glad. You should be glad in some ways you had that glass only because it was 180 decibels in there.
Yeah, I mean,
it felt like my ears were on the verge of bleeding the entire time. The PA system and the Saints guy just piercing your lobes the entire day.
And how about even Thielen 15 minutes ago even suggested pumped up noise, right? He said pumped in crowd noise.
Wow.
I think the players even felt it was obscenely loud in that stadium.
Yeah.
Zach, you have a question?
Well, no, I was just going to say, like, I was trying to talk to Elizabeth Reese. We were on, I was in the first level press box there, which is basically 40-yard line in probably $500, $600 range seats, which was really cool. But we couldn't hear each other talk. Like, you couldn't talk during the game because they were, whether it was the music, I think they were definitely pumping in crowd noise. I'm convinced
there weren't
that
many Saints fans.
No, there were not.
No way possible.
There was a massive purple crowd. You could see it when they were doing the skull chant, which they had to lead themselves, which I think the league needs to make these more neutral site games. None of this whole
they can't
one
do that,
team's
though,
a
buddy.
Virtual home
you can't
team. Do that.
They can't because I one of the teams gives up their home game, man.
But with the whole 17-game season, I'd like to see it where everybody gets 8 home, 8 road, and then everybody's got to play like a neutral site game somewhere, whether it's
let
them
know.
London or Mexico
I'm gonna
or
call,
wherever.
I'm going to call him right now.
I'm going to send it to him.
Yeah,
Sauce, did you try to high-five Kwesi after the game?
No, but I did. We talked about this. No, we didn't. No, I gave him like the
we
like
didn't, buddy.
Nod.
You gave him the head nod.
Yeah, but like good what's game. The guy we saw, the Richard Brazier guy?
Rob Brzezinski.
Richard Brazier?
I gave him like a half hug after the win, and I'm like, he knows me.
Good old Dick Brazier.
Yeah, I'm glad he knows you. You think his name is Rich Brazier.
Love that website. Love his website.
He's the Dairy Queen guy.
Rob Brzezinski's been here since 1941, and you forgot his name.
Yeah. No, he gave me like the half hug just because he was excited, Brazier. And I happened to.
That's what 22 years of equity gets you.
So then you try to give Kwesi the head nod.
Yeah, and Kwesi looked at me like, how did you get up here? Are you homeless?
Man.
And well, then I said, Kwesi, we talked about this.
We walked in on game day, man.
You know, I'm going to guess we're going live to PA. He may have Rich Brazier with him on the show because he's down at TCO.
With him the whole show.
You guys be careful, please, coming home. I can't wait to see your faces on Wednesday. We'll try to hold down the farm tomorrow until you guys get here on Wednesday. Be careful, okay? Enjoy your day in London.
Love
you guys. See you later. There they go.
See you, boys.
The Power Trip Morning Show. And Mus, thank you so much, my brother. And are you broadcasting? You doing your regular show this week?
I am. And then also we have Vikings Country coming up tomorrow at Hoppers. And it's DJ Wanham tomorrow.
Which Hoppers?
Hoppers in Waconia.
Oh,
yeah. Absolutely love that
spot. That's my jam.
5:30 to 8:30. We're giving away tickets in the Miller Lite Lounge to go watch your Vikes take on somebody at U.S. Bank Stadium.
And don't forget the initials finale this weekend. But again, PA next from TCO, breaking down that Vikings win and so much more. Thanks for tuning in to the Power Trip Morning Show. We'll talk to you tomorrow right here on the...
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.